Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How do you behave and act when you're with your girl or date around guys who are much taller, cooler, or more attractive in some way?
Act like you deserve to be there. Take up too much space. Act, you know, how would you act and how would you behave if wherever the venue is, that's your place and those people are coming to your party? That's the place and the mindset you want to come from. You shouldn't be worried that, ooh, that guy's taller than me, or that guy's better looking, or that guy's richer. Because all you're going to do is you're going to communicate the vibe that's the opposite of confidence. And if you go out and you act insecure around other people, your girl's going to pick up on that. And it's not a very attractive thing. So that's kind of like the fake it until you make it. Even though you might feel like crap on the inside, you know, you got to present the image that you feel worthy of being there. Like I did a video last week. I was, you know, a friend of mine asked me, he just got divorced after 16-year marriage. He's like, how the hell do I find a high value woman? And, you know, one of the things I was, the stories that I was telling, you know, about like faking it till you make it. It's like after I had gone from doing well in real estate, making $500,000 a year, to basically sleeping on my dad's couch 6 years later and going home and, you know, in the summer when it's like the population is 75% of what it was, and I work a closing shift in this sports bar, was really super slow, and I walk out with like $80 in a night, and then the next day I would blow that $80 in like an hour on Google pay-per-click campaigns trying to figure out the right way to market my new business that I was in when I was still trying to figure out my business model. And then just a few short years after that, I'm living in South Beach, and, you know, just the parking garage in this place, there was hundreds of millions of dollars in like every kind of exotic and luxury automobile, custom-made vehicles that you can think of is down there. And I'm walking around in this compound. I'm seeing very famous people, football players that just won the Super Bowl, famous celebrities, famous actors, and people that I grew up and used to be on TV, and I'm sitting there next to them at lunch. It's like, I remember those first few months there after, because it had only been a couple years since I was, you know, back on my own and doing well. And even though I had all the success in the past, I kind of felt in some ways like I was a poser walking around, like almost like I didn't belong, because internally I, you know, my confidence had not come back because I hadn't gotten used to living that kind of lifestyle, because it had been so long since I got to live like that and be around those kinds of people. It's like insecurities that I had and thought I'd, you know, gotten rid of a long time ago, they kind of bubbled back up. And after a few months, it went away. I felt like it was just, you know, one of the people living there. But, you know, it's really about how you view yourself. And because we're all going to act consistently with how we view ourselves to be. And it doesn't matter whether the view is accurate or not. And so, like in this case, this guy's in this group setting. He's hanging with people that are taller, stronger, better built, better looking, better money, nicer car, nicer everything. But you should have at least the outward appearance that you deserve to be there as well, and that you don't feel inadequate in any way. You're not going to be a show-off and be an ass. You're just going to act like you're also worthy to be there and contribute.
Yeah, and that's like exterior stuff. You don't know who that person is, how they are, how they treat people, what they're like their character, if they're good people, if they're fake people, you know. You don't know that. So it's like, at least you know who you are, what you bring to the table. And you should think about that instead of, oh, he's taller than me. He might be taller than me, but he has poor communication or something like that. Poor sense of grammar. Like, he's maybe stupid when he talks or something. You never know. Everyone has their flaws. So I wouldn't pay attention to the outsides.